Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. I'm a supervisor, and how can I help you?
Yeah, I was just talking with the other young man. I noticed this charge on my credit card. That's obviously a fraudulent charge. I didn't make it. She said something about a Dyson vacuum or something like that. I don't know. But obviously my AOL account, I didn't know it was hacked recently in that, so I'm assuming that's what this is from, but it's not a charge that I made, and I want it. It says reoccurring, so I definitely want it canceled, and I would like to have this charge. It looks like $59.89.
Okay, if you could verify for me, please, your first and last name and your address.
Ronald Bragg, 5170 Davis Road, Michigan, 49441.
Okay, that's the information that I have, and the phone number you're calling in from, it matches also. I have your email address as ronaldtboss57@aol.com. And it looks like a contest was entered or a survey was taken for a Dyson vacuum cleaner is what was selected. You don't recall doing anything like that?
Nope. That's what I say. I was recently notified that my AOL and my Facebook and a couple other things has been hacked. So obviously this is a result from that. It's definitely not me.
Okay, so you didn't complete a survey, entered in the contest, never selected a Dyson vacuum cleaner. You think anyone else in your home could have done it?
Nope, I'm the only one that gets on this computer. It's just me and my wife, and she doesn't get on it, so.
Okay, one moment if you don't mind. One moment. Okay, we do take fraud very serious. If corporate needs to reach out to you, they can call you at the phone number you're calling in from.
Yes.
Okay, the credit you want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing. Right, you're all set.
Right, thank you.
You're welcome and thank you for calling customer care.